17. Lopin zipped straight toward the giant sea monster. It looked vaguely like an enormous grub with a wicked beak of a face. It had spindly arms running all the way along its body and had reared up so it was mostly vertical, using its pointed limbs like spears to try to skewer the sailors beneath. Huyo was literally inside the thing's mouth, holding its mandibles apart with a spear, barely preventing himself from being crushed. So Lopin was able to soar up and grab Huyo by the arm, then tow him out of the way. The thing snapped its mouth closed behind them, breaking the spear with an awful crack. Sailors huddled in the skulls on the beach using the carapace as cover, clutching spears and cowering before the monster. It was as tall as a building, swarming with arrowhead Luxbren. Lopin pulled to a stop in the air, holding Huyo. The cousins met one another's eyes. Then Huyo groaned,
"I'm never going to hear the end of this, am I?"
"Ha!" Lopin said. "You are going to get eaten! You are going to be swallowed by a giant monster that looks like something you'd step on during worming season."
"Can we focus on the fight?"
"Hey, have you heard about the time I saved Huyo from being swallowed? Oh yes, he was going to get eaten by a monster uglier than the women he courts. And I flew into the thing's mouth to save him. Off the tongue. Then I was very humble about having done such a heroic deed."
"Leave that last part off," Huyo said. "It will make them easily discern that you are lying."
He breathed in, borrowing stormlight from Lopin's spheres.
"Watch out. There are some Kremlings around here that steal stormlight."
"Is it the one the boss lady had?"
"No, smaller,"
Huyo said, lashing himself so he hovered in the air.
"And of a different breed. I didn't get a good look, but I think they flew around in a little swarm."
Huyo swooped down and snatched a new spear off the ground. Lopin raised his, glancing at Rua, who had changed shape to mimic that of the monster. He bounced around, growling. The monster turned toward them and swiped with a spear-like limb, causing a rush of wind as Lopin ducked it.
"You know," Lopin said to Rua, "now would be an excellent time for you to decide that you'd like to be a shard blade."
Rua wagged a crustacean finger at him, an annoyed gesture that conveyed, "You know you have to earn that."
"I will protect even those I hate," Lopin said. "See, I could say it."
He dodged again.
"It's easy."
Rua monster wagged another limb.
"But I don't hate anyone," Lopin complained, "and nobody hates me. I'm the Lopin. How could they? These rules sure aren't fair."
Rua monster shrugged.
"You used to be on my side on this one, Nocco," Lopin grumbled. "This is Fenderana's fault, isn't it? You shouldn't listen to her lectures."
This probably wasn't the time for such a conversation. They had a monster to defeat. Spear in hand, Lopin swooped in to distract it as it tried to go after some of the sailors.
Rissen arranged herself meticulously. She pulled over the bench she'd been sitting on earlier and placed it in front of her. It was a little too high and thin to be a Thalen merchant's deal table, but it was a reasonable approximation. If you wanted to deal in the traditional way, you sat on mats on the floor, opposite the table from one another. She managed to get her legs crossed, her back to the wall with the mural to help prop herself up. She put her hands palm down on the table in the formal dealing posture and tried to remember her lessons. The creatures came in along the walls and ceiling. They swarmed in that same nauseating way, heaps of Kremlings snapping together into something that imitated a human, but with distressing lumps shifting under the skin. Soon, Nickley stood in front of her. Rissen controlled her trembling as best she could, ignoring the fear spren, then turned her hands palm upward. "This," she said, "is the traditional sign inviting the initiation of a trade deal between two Thalen merchants. I'm not sure how much of our culture you picked up during your time imitating a human." I picked up enough, Nickley said, stepping forward. Two other figures remained behind. One might have been imitating a male, the other a female, though it was hard to tell. Nickley picked up a robe, draped across a few spears in the pile of armor, then pulled it on. I'm young, among my people, but I have lived quite a long time. I sailed with Longbrow, you know. I liked him, for all his boasting. Storms. Longbrow was 400 years dead. Rissen steeled herself. Oh, storms! She was swimming in water far over her head. And there was still that strange heat in the back of her mind. The pressure. The command. She gestured toward the other side of the table. Sit. Let us negotiate. There is nothing to negotiate, Rissen, Nickley said. I'm sorry, but I have a duty to the entire Cosmere. Everyone wants something, Rissen said, sweat trickling down the sides of her face. Everyone has needs. It is my job to connect the needs to the people. And what is it you assume I need? Nickley asked. She met the thing's gaze. You need someone to keep your secrets,